Today, U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell will visit some of the sagebrush burned in last year's massive soda fire. The Bureau of Land Management is working to recover that area, but a group of private scientists say they're concerned about the way the recovery is being handled, specifically that the agency is rushing through the recovery. The BLM, though, says the project is being handled correctly. Samantha Wright reports.
The soda fire burned 280,000 acres of federal, state, and private land. The BLM has spent $14 million on the rehab efforts so far and says things are off to a good start. But four outside scientists have been watching and are skeptical. Roger Rosentreter, a former BLM ecologist, and Eric Jensen, a biology professor who's taught at Boise State and the College of Idaho, signed a letter with two other biologists asking the BLM to reconsider some of its practices. Rosentreter says you can look out at miles of the soda fire burn and see a natural recovery of plants. But he says the BLM isn't taking that into account.
You know, they're not like the Native American who thinks 8 generations ahead. What is it going to look like? What are we going to have? What kind of stewardship do we have? And you're rewarded by kind of what you've done. You have to always be doing something. You have to mess with Mother Nature.
One issue the critics have is the BLM's use of drill seeding. This is a method that employs heavy equipment that can break open the soil and then deposit seeds. Rosentreter says the success rate of drill seeding is 25% or lower.
And whenever you disturb or plow up sod, you're going to have the soil, the whole soil fungi, the soil invertebrates, all this is disrupted. And you're going to have an opening for exotics, for the weedy species, such as cheatgrass, for the next 50 years. And you're disrupting a system in a very brutal manner.
Laura Douglas is the Boise District Manager with the BLM. She defends drilling as a less intrusive method than, say, plowing. The BLM has seeded about 17,000 acres with this method, or 6% of the burned area. Douglas says it's too early to say if it's working yet.
We're not applying drill seeding as a tool everywhere. We're looking at the places where we think that it will really improve the likelihood of seed establishment and increase the likelihood of success of the treatments.
Despite what the scientists say, Douglas says the BLM is planning for decades of recovery. She says the emergency stabilization and rehabilitation effort going on now is what happens in the very initial stages after a fire.
So it is intended to be an emergency response. It's intended to be able to get treatments in place immediately after a wildland fire, and that's to secure health and safety for people. It's to stabilize soils and then to prevent the spread of invasive grasses. And then we have a longer-term restoration effort that we're going to be engaging in over the next 5 years to try to adaptively manage some of those initial treatments, see how they're working out, and then make changes where we need to make them.
The professor of biology, Dr. Eric Jensen, takes issue with the BLM's plans to plant grass-heavy seeding mixes. He says they won't be very successful in replacing the diversity of plants, insects, and animals that were lost in the fire.
You know, your typical site probably had 30, 40 species of forbs, maybe 6 or 8 species of grasses, 2 or 3 species of shrubs. This is a very complicated ecosystem, and they're trying to restore it without a lot of detailed ecological knowledge or following that knowledge. What we want to do is see it done in a way that maintains the diversity of the original ecosystem.
Douglas acknowledges that the area won't be exactly the same as it was. She says 200,000 acres of aerial seeding applied grasses, forbs, and sagebrush to the soda fire. The BLM has used 14 different seed mixes during the emergency recovery.
And those were all kind of generated based on the characteristics of the particular locations where they were being applied. So some forbs are more successful in some places than in others, and we tried to tailor the seed mixes to what we thought would be able to be successful in any given location. It's never going to be possible to exactly match what we are able to get in terms of treatments on an acre-by-acre basis or anything. It happens at a larger scale than that, but we are designing treatments for the places where we think that they're going to be the most successful.
Douglas says the four scientists haven't been involved in the entire process, and there will always be differences of opinion. But she says the BLM is hoping to use some of the scientists' input during the recovery. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.